steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
The countdown is on. It's now 2 days till Australia's biggest sausage sizzle.
Woo!
Yeah, election 2019. And by the way, I think I'm going to vote for Tony Childs. She's been advertising almost as much as Clive Palmer.
Yeah, good on it.
I reckon she's my kind of Polly. She's all about building bridges, you know, the many rivers to cross stuff. And yeah, it's NAPLAN time.
Yeah, wasn't there a bit of issues with NAPLAN?
Yeah, there have been a lot of people that have had computer.
Right, because they do it all online issues. Now. The kids these days, they do it all online.
Well, apparently now they're contemplating letting WA kids, who've been the most affected apparently out of everyone, of course, use a pen and paper to sit the test.
Because, yeah, well, good.
Yeah. There's a bit going on there. The Education Minister says she blames the federal government, of course. But about 40,000 WA kids have been affected by it, and so they're looking into actively considering, in quote marks, allowing students who encountered problems to reset the assessment.
Okay.
If you want accurate results, it's probably a good idea.
I don't understand why they're doing it online anyway.
Well, I mean, is it that hard to print some paper?
Yeah, I know.
I suppose you could.
For a test, I would have thought you'd always do pen and paper. Everything else, yeah, sure, go
you know
for
what?
It.
On for this, they probably don't have the staff to mark it.
Maybe, yeah, that's probably the issue.
But you add this to the computer glitches of, and I've looked this up, the census. Now, this was 2016, the census issues we had. Remember
all
that?
Those security issues where they said we were hacked and.
But no, also when everyone tried to do it and the system crashed. You know, everyone tried to do it last minute. I'm thinking maybe it's time the government upgraded to the NBA.
NBA? Yeah, you mean the NBN?
Yes.
Not the basketball league? It's time we started practicing our basketball, that's all I'm saying.
I think it's time we joined the American Basketball Association. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That would fix everything, you're
there
right.
Just the lecture. NBN. Oh, you can call it that if you want to, yeah. But you do, you kind of feel like the government's working off dial-up at the moment, don't you? It's like, seriously, for some of those things.
And then someone's on the phone at the same time. You're like, come on, get off the phone, ScoMo. We're trying to use the internet.
It is. It's like two people trying to have a shower at the same time. Can't be done.
Okay.
Not in the same shower.
Depends if how big your shower
Talking
is.
Talking about the hot water system.
Okay.
Let's not take it down that
path. Well, I'm pretty sure if the shower's big enough.
Now, the election's been decided, Nikki.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's in the
Says
bag.
Says who?
Bill Shorten will be our next Prime Minister. Bert the Psychic Croc has made his decision. The decision was made in less than 30 seconds. Apparently the 5.1 metre croc, oracle and Crocosaurus Cove resident.
Crocosaurus Cove.
It's in the Northern Territory. Has an unblemished record when it comes to predicting.
I was just going to say, this has happened before, hasn't it? There's been an animal that predicts elections.
Well, when it comes to federal election results, unblemished record. Maybe not so good on other things.
Okay.
I mean, he's not so well known as a pastry chef, but I guess you can't have you can't have everything, can you? But there you go. It's in the. You don't even have to turn up now.
So the croc has decided. So how do they sort this out though? Do they have like two
photos?
Two photos, and he chomps one up.
Dangly meat underneath it, and which one he chooses, and he would like. I said,
and he chose Bill Shorten's dangly meat, did he?
This is the thing. Does that mean he's picked it, or he's the
this
one he wants
I mean.
To eat first? He wants to be. I don't know what that means.
If he eats the dangly meat, he likes that one. If he eats, sorry.
Okay, let's stop saying dangly meat.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And direct from the red carpet, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Reporting live. Now, Black Mirror has finally released a trailer for a new season. We've been waiting ages for this one.
Okay.
And Miley Cyrus is in it.
Hey.
She plays a futuristic pop star in the upcoming fifth season of the dystopian series. And in the clip, she wears a purple wig whilst performing to a crowd.
Family life. It's boring.
Lonely feelings.
So here she is again.
What is it? To me?
Lonely feeling.
I don't have any friends.
Rachel, you look incredible.
You've got 20,000 fans out there. Knock them dead.
Everywhere you look, people are hooked on the things.
Wow. Mm. Okay. I love her vocal stylings in there too. Lonely feelings. She's got a lot of range, isn't she?
She sounds great. The preview suggests that the show's fifth season only has three episodes and it will be out on Netflix on June 5. Now, the upcoming James Bond movie has suspended filming after Daniel Craig injured his ankle on Monday on set in Jamaica. Daniel was sprinting during filming when he slipped and fell quite awkwardly, a source says. He was in quite a lot of pain and pretty angry that it happened. I would be too if you're getting paid how many million bucks every minute he's on set.
Couple.
He was reportedly flown to the US for x-rays. Filming on Bond 25 was scheduled to continue next week in London, but those plans have been cancelled. Mm. We'll see what happens there. Now, Mick Jagger is back to dancing in the studio after undergoing heart surgery earlier this year. On Wednesday, the Rolling Stones frontman Instagrammed a video of himself practicing moves in front of a mirror. Pretty impressive moves, by
good
the way.
Good moves, yeah.
Moves like Jagger, some would say.
So you could write a song about that.
He had a heart valve replaced in early April, forcing the band to postpone their March tour dates. They've since announced they plan to reschedule the dates for July, so you can see the Rolling Stones again very soon. And Britney Spears' manager says she may never perform again. She should not be going back to do this Vegas residency, not in the near future, and possibly never again, Larry Rudolph says. I've no desire or ability to make her work again. I'm only here for her when she wants to work, if she ever does want to work again. So it doesn't look good if you're a Britney fan hoping to see her live once more. I wouldn't put money on it.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.